بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is a very sad moment. Actually, it's the saddest moment humanity had ever witnessed. And that is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away. And we spoke about this before, and how that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam suffered before dying, and this was so that his level would be elevated at the side of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he explained that this life is a test, and the more a person is righteous, the more his heart is filled with iman, the more test Allah Azza wa Jal puts on him. And that is why the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, the most of the people to be tested in life are the prophets, and then the righteous, and then those who are lesser and lesser in iman. Every person, the Prophet says alayhi salatu wasalam, is tested according his iman. So if he has strong iman, Allah would test him strongly. And if he has weak iman, may Allah have mercy on us, Allah will test him lightly. And that is why when you see the tests that Allah is testing us, you know that we don't have strong iman. Because we have everything we want. We have 3 meals a day. Not only that, maybe 5 meals a day. We have a roof on our heads. All of us are in good health, relatively speaking. Everything we want, we can find and get and buy. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count the favors and blessings of Allah, you cannot calculate them. There's so many. Yet, the greatest and saddest moment in the history of humanity is when our Prophet ﷺ died. When he died, the companions did not know what to do. So where shall we bury him? Some said we should bury him this place. Some said, no, don't move him, until they learned that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, all messengers and prophets of Allah, when they die, they're buried where they're dead. They are not moved out. So they knew what to do regarding the burial grounds. But they did not know what to do regarding washing him. And they heard some sound from the house, and most likely it was an angel telling them that keep his clothes on, because some of this companion said, let's take all of his clothes off and wash him like we wash all the dead people. And they heard a voice telling them, don't do this. So after washing him, they wanted to wrap him in shrouds. And as we know, all the dead are wrapped in the shrouds. And this is something that we should contemplate on, because most of you probably did not wash dead people. And some of you may have. I have washed dead people, relatives and friends. And it is a sight that frightens you. He's dead, so what's the big deal? We take off his clothes. If it's difficult to take off, we cut it by scissors. Only me, 2 people, 3 people. And then we cover his awra area from the navel to the knee. We bring the water, we prepare it, we put the sidr in it until there's a foam in it. And we prepare the perfumes, we prepare the soap or whatever. We look at his fingernails. If they need clipping, we clip them. His mustache, if it needs trimming, we trim it. And then we put the cotton in his nose, cleaning it, cleaning his teeth. He's dead. Yesterday, he was talking to me. Yesterday, we were having laughs. Now he's dead. So we do this sometimes without thinking. And many times, we not think about our loved ones that we're washing. We think about ourselves when people are washing us. How it's going to be. If I were lying on this wooden bed and people are washing me, How much would I pay to go back to life so that I can repent to Allah? How much would I give from my fortune, from anything that I have, so that Allah would give me the chance to pray two rak'ahs on time? We have a lot of sins, yet we always have shaitan at the back of our heads telling us, it's okay, it's okay. Take your time. You still have long to live. How old are you, 60? Oh, you have 30 years to go. I know a neighbor of mine who's 90 years old. And if you go to the man who's 90 years old and ask him, when are you gonna die, grandpa? He says, I've heard of someone in the north of the country who's reached 110. So inshallah, 110. And us humans never lose hope. We keep on thinking that we will live till ever. And we never think that there is a possibility that I'm going to die after an hour. And so many times I have friends, I have loved ones. They tell me on the phone, so-and-so just died. How is that possible? Well, this is life. Death does not knock the door and say, can I come in? Therefore, we should be prepared. Now, going back to our hadith, we have hadith number 158. The hadith was narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shrouded in three cotton garments of white Yemeni stuff from Sahul, among which was neither a shirt nor a turban. So the scholars said from this hadith that the ideal and the best way of shrouding a dead person is in three pieces of cloth. And it is highly recommended that it is white, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam praised the color white by saying that wear it when you're alive and shroud your dead when they die. So the white color is the best of colors. And that is why we wear it when we go for ihram. And it has to be clean, so you don't bring dirty shrouds or dirty clothes to shroud him in. Not only that, the sunnah is to put some incense to it. And you know the incense that you burn, and you bring the clothes on top of it, so that when you put it on the dead person and you carry it, whenever it passes by some people, they will find a good smell of it. And this is the sunnah. And scholars differed whether to use three pieces of cloths for both men and women, or three only for men and five for women. It's an issue of dispute among scholars, and the most authentic opinion in my view is that women have to be shrouded in five. Why? Because they are supposed to be protected more than men. The shrouds that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was wrapped in, it did not have a shirt and it did not have a turban, which means that a man or a woman must not wear a shirt or a turban when they are being wrapped and shrouded after they are washed. This is the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi as-salatu wasalam. Moving on to hadith 159. This hadith was narrated by Atiyah, may Allah be pleased with her. And Atiyah, she used to be a professional in washing the dead female companions. And this we have in every community. There are people who charge money for it, but when they charge money, they are not rewarded by Allah. Do you know that if you wash a dead person and you do not disclose anything that is bad you had seen, Allah will forgive you? Not one, not five, not 10. Allah will forgive you 40 times, as in the hadith. And whoever gives the shroud for the deceased, Allah would give him clothes from the silk in paradise. He will grant him, reward him, clothes made of silk in paradise. This is what a person who washes the dead for the sake of Allah would be rewarded. 40 times Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive you. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back.